Something that's work in progress, our normal time slot, 9 to noon on Sundays. We usually save this for that time, but this is a little too good not to bring to the week. As our very own Matt Birmingham, admitted sports novice, I guess you could say.
Amateur. Is that sports amateurist.
Sports amateurist. As part of the North Texas, what degree did you get, or why'd you have to do this?
I did it for what became media relations, I think that's what it's called. It originally was radio, television, and film.
Okay.
Part of my many degrees I have there.
They rebranded?
Yeah.
Damn.
But you know, right?
But you had to do play-by-play.
Yes, it was part of the requirements to graduating with the degree that you had to have some form of play-by-play done, and the class I took was Hank Dickinson's sports broadcasting
class. Tough
class.
Which...
exhaustive.
A lot of...
luminaries from here.
A lot of great names have gone through.
Monty?
Mostly just Monty. That's what
Baldy.
I meant when I said great
Sean
names.
Sean Bass?
I'm mostly talking about Monty, guys. You can throw these other people out,
Tim
but
K.
I don't really know. But
yeah, Tim K.
But also...
John Fahey.
Ted Emmerich.
Our friend...
John Cosby.
Our friend here, Matt Birmingham. Mm. Not only did he do some softball play-by-play.
And baseball.
And baseball.
And baseball.
That were absolutely fantastic. He dropped the nuclear bomb on us, what, a month ago or so? That somewhere football play-by-play from Ham existed.
And I was pretty confident with baseball. Less with softball once the game actually started and I realized the rules. I didn't know any of them.
Oh, really? It didn't sound like that.
But yeah, football is definitely... the least of my area of expertise.
Yeah.
Do you have audio proof of this?
Well, I'm going to let the listener be the judge here.
Okay, good.
We've got a lot to get to here. And this is all from the first quarter of Rice hosting, or I'm sorry, North Texas hosting Rice.
Yeah, I'm not going to Rice.
Throw
the records out.
Yeah.
On Halloween Day 2011?
2011, yeah.
Okay. So this is over a decade old.
Just got a text from Hank.
Oh, dear.
He's listening right now.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yeah, so you'll get some extra criticism for this.
Well, that's awesome. And you went to North Texas, Monty. Where did the Mean Green play? Mean Green football?
What year is this?
It's no longer Fouts Field.
It was not Fouts, then no. It would be, I believe, Apogee Stadium.
Apogee Stadium.
Yep.
Correct.
North Texas and Rice will square off today in the key Conference USA West Division showdown on Halloween night in Applegee Stadium.
Applegee?
Like, I feel like he was thinking maybe
Ollie's brother?
Apple Jacks, maybe,
yeah,
he had on his mind.
An Applejack went by my field of vision when I was saying
Did
that.
Did you spill your little hotel?
Your small little box of Applejacks?
You're ripping between quarters?
Applegee Stadium. Applegee Stadium.
So I thought that was, whenever I heard that in his first little monologue, I rubbed my hands together and I thought, we're in for some good stuff.
It's
so
honest,
here is
Stretch.
Ham calling the kickoff.
The Rice Owls will kick off to the Mean Green, who deferred.
First of all, right there.
Did you say, will kick off, he deferred?
To the Mean Green, who deferred.
Yeah.
A little confusing.
What's wrong with that? They deferred the kickoff.
Yeah, when you defer the kick, that means you're kicking to the other team. So if you're the team that deferred, you're not the one that's getting the football. So,
man, I still don't understand football.
The Rice Owls will kick off to the Mean Green, who deferred.
Over your song.
Let
the scene breathe.
And it is a booming kick as it sails over into the end zone for a touchback.
Boswell's kick will go out of the end zone.
It's a beautiful night here at Apogee Stadium. There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's a cool 68 degrees. North Texas is wearing black jerseys and green helmets, and the Rice Owls will be sporting their away whites. And the Mean Green will start at the 25-yard line as Derek Thompson and company come onto the field.
Was that Derek Thompson, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Not Derek Toppin?
Derek Thompson.
Not Obie's brother.
Yeah.
And it was when they brought out the black jerseys they had.
That's what I heard from the player.
They were really cool. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Cool.
This one cracked me up here because he...
Oh, this one did.
Yeah. Let's just listen.
Second and 10 for the Mean Green. Their second play of the game. The clock runs at 14:55.
Ham gave a time check of the game on the second play of the game after an incomplete pass on the first play of the game. He felt the need to update everyone on how much time was left.
I will say, Hank said, always reset.
Reset down, distance, and time.
You can't reset enough.
One play into the game, you don't have to reset the time.
That's a professional broadcaster right there.
And he said the clock was running.
Yeah, the clock was also not running.
Yeah, on an incomplete pass, it's not going to be running there.
All right, so moving on here. Mean Green, 3rd and 8. Convert a first down. Here's Ham on the call.
It is now 3rd and 8. Derek Thompson looks over to the sideline for Coach Dan McCartney to get his play call. As the substitutes come in and out. Thompson in the shotgun. He receives the ball. He's looking to his left. He throws down the middle. And it is caught at the 40-yard line and brought about 4 yards to number 9, Carlos Harris, for a Mean Green first down.
Carlos Harris was my favorite player.
Did I call him Dobson as the quarterback?
I don't know, man. It sounds like you're constantly trying to keep up with a teleprompter that's giving you one word at a time.
He was waiting for the PA to announce the guy.
I think that's really what I'm doing, yeah. So it was 3rd and 8. Ham called a 4-yard completion for a first down on 3rd and 8. And it was a first down, though. You could hear the announcer saying it was a first down.
So confusing.
Well, if you think that's confusing, let's get to this 3rd and 4 call. This is still the first drive of the game.
3rd and 4 as Derek Thompson exit the huddle.
you've called everybody a different name already 5 different times.
Hey, man, it's a cool 63 degrees out.
You sound like verbally you're
I'm in the elements. There's clear skies out there.
Again, first drive of the game.
3rd and 4 as Derek Thompson exit the huddle.
What?
We have 12:35 left to go in the first quarter. The Mean Green are scoreless right now, and their opening drive.
First drive of the game. It's scoreless.
The game started off with a touchback.
No one
and then
cares.
A Mean Green completion to Carlos. The ball is kept by Thompson. He makes a rush.
Is he Brazilian?
Yeah, he just goes by, Carlos.
And Carlos is like Muhammad, really.
And then a Mean Green completion to Carlos.
I don't know.
The ball is kept by Thompson, and he makes a rush for another Mean Green first down.
To about the 47. Number 40, Blake Mossack, the punt for Mean Green, deep to receive 4-yard line.
Oh, my God.
The punt is away, and it's called by a fair catch by Callahan at the 10-yard line. So now we'll see what the Rice Owls have to do on offense after the Mean Green have failed to score on their opening drive.
We know what the Rice Owls have to do. It's go down and
score.
Boy, anybody trying to keep track of what's happening in this game.
I don't know. I did down and distance at the beginning again.
Your color guide gave you nothing.
Yeah, to be fair, that would be tough for anybody with no commercials or anything and not having a color guy trying to do this for the first time.
Yeah, as you could also hear at the beginning of that one, I don't have a spotter, so you hear me say Carlos and then immediately...
There's a lot of paper shuffling throughout this audio.
It sounds like to this day you still have not found who that guy was or what his last name is.
Yeah.
I would bet, based on context clues, it was Harris.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Let's move on here as we're listening to Matt Birmingham do play-by-play.
And now he's doing reset because I taught him that.
Of Mean Green football against Rice. I just labeled this chaotic call, 2nd and 7 for Rice.
2nd and 7 for the Rice Owls.
Get a little of the band playing here.
McCartney grappled her shotgun, Pierce to his left. He has three wide receivers on his left side and Ross to his left. The handoff is, oh, it's a keeper to for McCarr, and he slides for four yards to get a Rice Owls first down.
What?
What was the quarterback's name? Lala? All I heard was my...
That was a very loud page turn
panic
that you had
page
there.
Turn right
oh my
there.
God, who is it?
You know what I think what happened there was my pages started to blow away, so I had to try to slap it from blowing off.
So you're doing this from the stands?
Yes.
Oh, makes it
like
even
I said,
worse.
I'm in the elements out there.
So here is Ham trying to paint a picture of the fired up Mean Green fan base here.
Stadium, three-fourths full here at Apogee Stadium. Cheers on their defense to try to stop a third down conversion by the Rice Owls.
Stop a third down conversion.
Can you start that one over again?
Stadium, three-fourths full here at Apogee Stadium.
Most broadcasters don't point out when the stadium's only three-quarters full.
Well,
also.
I like your outlook on life.
Yeah.
Some broadcasters would have said it's a quarter empty.
All yeah. right. I
it's
just
three-thirds yeah. full.
I name this one Ham Word Salad.
So a different change of pace from other games this in this second drive.
The beginning of play that again.
And this is a 35-second clip.
Other games this second drive.
So a different change of pace from other games this in this second drive. The beginning of the game, they looked to pass the ball to try to get the offense going. But seeing as their receivers have not been able to be open, they've tried running it. And so far, they've made their second third down conversion of the season. Hand off to Bird, and he makes a nice juke at the 35-yard line to bring about another Mean Green first down.
Okay, we got to rifle through some of these because we still got some good ones.
Yeah, what's the transcript of that?
One, you said a running play was brunting.
Tell me what made me laugh really hard last night from this clip.
In their first drive, the Rice Owls had an unsuccessful, only making it about 20 yards, converting one first down, but failing to do so as Taylor McCoward, the quarterback, made an incomplete pass down the right side of the field. Taylor McCoward, the quarterback.
What is that? Yeah. The quarterback?
One more time.
Taylor McCoward, he's the quarterback.
Taylor McCoward, the quarterback.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
You went 1A high school football in East Texas there for a second.
To the running back. He picked up 3 yards.
He picked up the 3 yards there.
Yeah, all right, here's Ham.
Quarterback.
Ham working in a fake bit commercial into his
broadcast. Oh, I do remember this. Yeah.
Into his broadcast.
I got to bring bits.
Oh, by the way, there was about 30 seconds of dead air, or of just the band playing before he got to this.
Not up on my page.
With both offenses on the sides of the field, we'll have a word for our sponsors. As the day is Halloween, the North Texas Committee for Public Safety would like to remind you that if you suspect any sort of devil, demon, or ghoul in your home, to follow the Yikes method for safety. That is, yell for help, isolate the beast, kill or sacrifice the goat, exit the building, say a prayer. Remember the Yikes model and have a safe Halloween. This is a public service announcement from the North Texas Committee of Public Safety. Derek Thompson and company are back onto the field for North Texas to try their third drive. They're at the 17-yard line to begin this drive.
You spent more time writing that copy than you did on your spotter board.
Than he did studying the roster of
any
the starters.
Any kind of prep for the game. You're like, ooh, I'm going to write this thing about ghouls and demons.
Think I nailed it, though.
So, we got to go here. Can we play two more of these clips in the corner?
Yeah.
Is that
fine.
Something we can do? Okay. Because there were two scoring plays in the first quarter of this game that we haven't gotten to that Ham handled masterfully.
Thank you.
We'll hear him at 9:15.
Good.
Apogee Stadium.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Apogee.
Like quarterback.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
All right. Taylor McCoward, the quarterback.
All right, it's 8:50. You're on the ticket.
Thank you, Ham.
Yeah, you know, good job, brother.
Good play-by-play, dude.
I have a whole other game.
Yeah, he's got another game.
Yeah, we're going to have more of this at 8:40 this week, too. Do a little crosstalk. Let's talk to James Wessling and Rich Phillips, and this is brought to you by Crest Cadillac and Soda Weight Loss. What's up, boys?
What's happening?
How's it going?
It's been a good morning hearing Ham play-by-play. That'll brighten up anybody's day, and it's good that y'all are both in here because y'all are seasoned play-by-play men. So maybe me and Monty are just judging this harshly.
Maybe.
I don't have any play-by-play chops. I'm terrible. There's no way that I would subject myself to that.
Monty?
I did do play-by-play, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Audio?
I may have it somewhere. I can find it.
It's the one thing I love about this job.
Yeah. I enjoy doing it.
It's the best.
Same. I like doing this more.
I think I approached it from the standpoint of there's people that are so much better at this than I am, so I'm just going to let them do what they're really good
at.
We'll
take the reins from you. No worries at all.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll take over,
man. We'll do what we can.
You do not lump yourself in with them.
Better you admit that.
Yeah.
Then go out and suck, and maybe you get a job that somebody else should have.
Right.
I applaud you for that.
That's Monty, fine. What sports were you doing?
I did a little football. I did basketball. I did some women's games at UNT. And then I don't remember if I did baseball.
Did you do them on the cable access channel or something up there? Or?
No, I would do them.
KNTU?
On KNTU.
On KNTU? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I would do softball, UNT softball, whenever I could.
There you go.
Well, we've got one more piece of audio from Ham's play-by-play of the first quarter of the 2011 matchup between Rice and the Mean Green.
Oh. Football.
Okay. And this was Ham calling the one score of the first quarter.
We had a safety.
It's a little, the one touchdown.
How did that go?
Not great.
Not great.
What's happening?
He mentioned the infield once, that he snapped it into the infield, but
what?
We can stop and start this at any point here. Here is Ham.
Rice offense back to the line of scrimmage as Taylor McCarr is back into the shotgun, looking over to the side of the yard. He's got two wide receivers to his left, but hands off the ball to number 12, Charles Ross, and the ball is fumbled. It is recovered by North Texas and is brought into the end zone for a touchdown.
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good. After the special teams error,
He's been calling it special teams.
It's a team of specialty players.
It is a specialty to be able to kick the ball.
Resulting with North Texas losing 0-0, a fumble.
Wait. Time out. 0-0.
Losing.
They're losing.
How are we losing this game?
This insurmountable lead.
With North Texas losing 0-0, a fumble on the handoff or on the tackle gives North Texas a now 6-2 lead with 41 seconds.
Wait. We've gone from 0-0.
Rice scored 2 points out of that somehow.
I think I was saying originally they were losing.
He was trying to recap the first quarter because it was
new listeners all the time.
It was 0-0.
Okay. Yeah, I got a reset.
Yeah, time
and
score.
They were losing 2-0.
I might not be good at play-by-play, but resets are my specialty.
Yeah, time and
that's
score.
My specialty team.
Time and score every 90 seconds, and I think you're crushing it there.
Nine seconds.
On the tackle gives North Texas a now 6-2 lead with 41 seconds left in the first quarter. The North Texas off team leads the nation in fumbles recovered on the year with now 15. Mean Green have forced at least one fumble in their first 8 games for the first time in the school's 98-year history.
Stats.
And it happens again tonight to extend the streak. And the kick is good. North Texas now leads the Rice Owls 7-2 after a fumble.
For shuffling.
There's some of the feel with the band playing. Yeah.
And to be fair,
let it breathe.
Yeah. We got a little more here, too.
There's no analyst. You're doing this without an analyst. That is.
And no commercial breaks.
Yeah,
either,
that's challenging.
Though
use
I did
your
work,
football knowledge to break some of the film down.
I did work in earlier a spot for a fake PSA for Halloween or something like that.
You really crushed that.
That
one.
I crushed.
Yeah, that was very well written.
Yeah.
He wraps up here strong.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identity.
And that's where the audio ended.
Yeah, that's good.
You did a station ID on a thing you recorded?
A station
ID. I wanted to sound professional.
As authentic as possible.
I wanted to prove to Hank I could send it to break.
We now pause 10 seconds so our affiliates can play their legal ID.
You also hit one of the cardinal sins.
Gives?
That now...
Gets.
No, I've got one, too. I want to see what
on
what
radio, calling a guy by number.
Yep, that's
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, absolutely out.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed, on the second play of the game, Ham was giving a time check, a clock check, about 5 seconds into the game, yes, he was reminding everyone.
He said he's good at resets.
Yeah. 14:55 left in the first quarter.
It was.
Here's the second snap of the game.
Hey. It's a good day when you're never accused of not giving the score in time enough.
Ham, you're building drama.
Thank you.
And that's the number one objective of
I have never been told that I give the
Paying
score
the pitcher,
in time
not so much.
Too much.
Right.
But I don't get told I don't give it enough either. So that's
fair.
Good.
That's
good
the sweet spot. That's it, man.
Exactly what you want.
Doing great.
So all of this to say y'all's jobs as play-by-play guys are probably safe.
Do you ever refer to a player by just their first name?
On the team I work for, sometimes yes.
Okay.
Especially, we had a guy years ago at SMU played center. He was from Senegal and is on basketball. His name was Bamba Fall. And I just felt dumb saying fall with the turnaround, fall with the rebound. So I just called him Bamba all the time.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I would identify him first as Bamba Fall, but I called him Bamba.
Yeah, unique names.
And then,
like Carlos.
And with Ham's situation, it was Carlos, and you could very clearly hear him trying to find the two deep and see who Carlos was.
Right.
And he never found it.
Yeah. Rich, a question for you. In football, how many guys do you try and memorize name and number?
So, I mean, for the team I work for.
You know those guys, right.
About 2-3 weeks in, I got them all. For the opponent, I'm worried about the quarterbacks. If they've got a backup that plays a lot, especially the top three running backs and the top receivers.
Taylor McCoward, the quarterback.
I
know Taylor. I like Taylor.
That's about it that I worry about memorizing because I've got a spotting board in front of me. And sometimes I do have a spotter, at least at home games, but I don't always. But that's all I worry about memorizing because, look, do you think that people listening to an SMB football game care about which guy from Tulsa made the tackle?
Sure.
They don't.
So you don't try to memorize anybody on the defense?
No. I'll know a few of them just because they're big-time players.
Sure.
But no. And as the game wears on, you'll get to know a few of them. But my listeners don't care about those guys. They care about our guys.
Right. If you gave me a couple quarters, I'd be able to get number five is whatever his name is that they're saying on the announcer.
Yeah, now, in basketball, it's a little more tricky. I at least try to get all the starters memorized
for
the other team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll sit there. If you ever watch me call a basketball game, I'll have the spotting sheet in my hand right below my line of sight.
Yeah.
So I can follow along.
At least for the first 5-10 minutes
right.
or so.
And
I do the same thing.
What really sucks in basketball is those early season games when you're playing like Prairie View A&M or somebody and they don't have names on the backs of their jerseys.
Yeah. That'd be tough.
That's a tough one, pal.
All right, what do you boys got coming up for the next 3 hours?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, including got some numbers on Klay Thompson, what he'll bring to the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you why at 11:10, I'm not surprised that the Rangers are where they are.
Okay.
Got some data for you on that. More than that, they are in the standings.
Globe Life Field.
Yeah. They are in Arlington today, though. You're right.
Good one, Mom.
Ham will be there.
Yep.
None of us are surprised they're there, right? Because
no.
Where else are they going to play?
They've been there my whole
Keys
life.
Keys Park or something? I don't know.
And we got more Ham play-by-play.
Yeah.
Elf, have you heard any of this before?
I did. I actually heard some yesterday, and I was driving in this morning. I heard some, and I was laughing. I was giggling out loud. And then, of course, guys giving you zingers left and right. Why'd you do this? Why'd you do it like that?
Because I suck. That's why.
Stadium three-fourths full
of yesterday. Well, here's the thing, though. That was Ham in 2011 calling North Texas and Rice.
All right, so we'll give you a little pause for the causer. That's
yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
This okay. next piece.
I've matured as a broadcaster since then.
Right. This is from 2013.
Still can't talk, but.
Yeah, it is.
Play by play.
So this is 2 years later.
This is 2 years later.
So you have advanced.
Yes.
sensationally.
I should be light years away.
Oh, I can't wait.
And again, for the uninitiated, if you're going through the radio, TV, whatever major, you probably took this class or you had the opportunity to take this class.
Hank Dickinson's sports broadcasting class.
Yes, where it's part of part of the deal is you have to do play-by-play. You got to record yourself. You got to do it by yourself. And that is really tough to do. I'll preface all of this with that.
Thank you.
Even a professional broadcaster trying to do a football game by yourself with no commercials, no spotter, no anything like that, no color guy, that is not an easy job.
You have to fill time. Who was a character here at the ticket in the early days?
Fill time, yeah.
Fill time.
So let's just dive right in here. And I think this is the same place or the same problem you had in yesterday's audio right off the top. Just questionable pronunciation of the stadium that they're playing at.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2013 UIL Playoff Football. I'm Matt Birmingham, and today is the 5A Division II quarterfinals here at Apogee Stadium between Denton Ryan Raiders and the Cedar Hill Longhorns.
I still didn't learn the name after 2 years.
It's at Apogee in Denton.
Handheld cassette recorder? Is that what you're doing? Can you play what the stadium was called one more time?
Applegee Stadium.
That's from yesterday.
Applebee's?
Applegee Stadium yesterday.
Happy hour.
We're here at Applebee's. We got happy hour, 2-for-1.
Football game
are free.
On the TV. And then he improved to this.
Applegee Stadium.
Yeah. Applegee Stadium.
We're getting closer.
Applegee Stadium.
I don't know if that's closer or not.
Scotch.
Even the hello at the beginning was weird.
Yeah. Everything's weird.
Just right out of the gate.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to...
Why is there so much paper shuffling right at the beginning? Why weren't you on the page you were supposed to be on for the very start?
A little bit of Harry Carey. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome... Hello, everybody, and welcome...
That's Harry Carey starting it right there.
I think I need
a
tongue reduction.
Have a bud, everybody.
Can't get enough of this. All right. Someone explain to me, after listening to this audio, what the down and distance is here.
It's now 2nd and 6. As the ball snapped again to Mitchell Bridges, it's another handoff to Tyrone Williams, who skirts up the left side and gets the Raider first down, making it to the 40-yard line.
First down.
So, with 2nd and 8, Denton Ryan squeezes its way. Now they're calling it 3 and 1, so they're yard shy of the first down.
Okay, you just gave 3 different down and distances, and the PA guy gave a 4th accurate one.
I like making it to the 40.
But he also called it 2nd and 8.
Yeah. And 3 and 1. I think he said at one point as well.
Had a first down.
2nd and 8, Denton Ryan squeezes its way. Now they're calling it 3 and 1, so they're yard shy of the first down. So good pick up of 6 yards right there.
What accent was that right there? What did you slip?
I don't know if you're
pick up a yards right there.
Good pick.
What happens to your voice whenever you have to talk in an official capacity?
First down. So good pick up of 6 yards right there.
Rod Bayer.
Hand off to Mitchell Bridges is once again taken by Williams. And he makes another first. And he makes it to the 43-yard line for a first down.
Aaron Crathers with the tackle.
So now it's
second down, 10.
2nd and 10 for the Ryan Raiders.
That is the most confusing 49 seconds. If someone is trying to track what is happening there.
Down in distance, sir.
All right, here's...
So I reference a first down, which didn't happen, to say this is now the second, which it's the first, and then I wait for the PA guy to say the actual down.
Over 2 plays there, I think 7 different down and distances were mentioned.
I mean, you see these referees, they move the ball over the place.
That's a good point.
It's very confusing. Just like, I didn't go back to check to see if these stats were incorrect. I'm just assuming that this is false information that you put out here.
Mitchell Bridges looks over the side of the field to look at Joey Florence to see what he wants to do in offense. Joey Florence is in his 8th year of coaching. Has a 71-22 record with the team.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Ryan averages about 9.1 points a game compared to Cedar Hill, who only averages 7.2.
Okay. This was a...
I spot nothing wrong.
This was a...
It's good math, though.
High school football playoff game between 2 very good teams, and you just said that one of them averaged 7 points a game this year. There is no way that Denton Ryan or that Cedar Hill averaged 7 points a game. I think if we were doing baseball, that probably would have.
Yeah, basketball.
They had the Bama defense.
Yeah. Well, this game ended up 52-29.
Yeah. So they blew the averages out of the water. They were both averaging under 10 points a game. Somehow,
forget what I told you earlier.
Somehow snuck into the
now
playoffs.
Now what actually knows this?
All right. We've got a couple of tough name pronunciations here from Ham. Let's see how he did.
They were then led by Damian Hobbs, who connected with wide receiver Quincy Adebayoye for three touchdowns.
Nailed it.
There's no way.
Adebayoye. Did you say A-W-U-A? Is that what you said?
I don't know.
Play that again.
Adebayoye.
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 Got another one here.
The ball was called for a fair catch by number 28 for the Longhorns. That'd be Akasende Cedric Dwyer.
What?
What?
Akasende Cedric Dwyer.
That is not that young man's name. Probably. There is no way.
Just like Olivier
Maxence Prosper. Yeah. They can be tricky. Yeah. There's no doubt, and it is tough sometimes with high school. Fourth and one.
Yeah, they didn't give me a pronunciation guide for this high school football game.
Here is a fourth and one conversion that led to some confusion.
Okay.
It is fourth and one at the 48-yard line. And it looks like they're going to hand it off to Larry Hill as he tries to push through the pile. And it looks like Denton Ryan stopped them from making the first down. So now Denton Ryan will
number six, Larry
have the
Hill
ball
on the carry.
And it will be first and 48.
Okay. So they converted. It'll be first and 48.
And it will be first and 48.
First down and 10, Cedar Hill.
Oh, apparently they gave him immediate spotting on the ball for the Longhorns, and Longhorns will be actually converted on fourth and one.
You say first
and company will stay on the field.
And then he says first and 10.
Okay. Listen to this word. This is the last thing we've got time for, but listen to this word salad here.
They gave immediate spotting on the ball for the Longhorns, and Longhorns will be actually converted on fourth and one. So McMillan and company will stay on the field.
So I transcribed that. You said, going back, it'll be first and 48. Oh, apparently they gave him some. They gave spotting on the ball for the Longhorns. And the Longhorns will actually convert it on fourth and one, so McMillan and company will stay on the field, is what you said there.
So in my thought process, they didn't convert a fourth and one, so they gave the ball to the other team, which then they penalized them 38 yards, but then gave them 48 yards back to get it first and 10.
Your explanation did not help, even 10 years later, clarifying what was going on there, so that's all we have time for here, but man, this was a wild ride going through this high school football one.
I thought it was great.
This was great. So great job, Ham.
Thank you.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
I think I'm getting better.
You might be getting better. Maybe we can get some tips from a real play-by-play man, Dave Raymond, up next here on The Ticket.